Good morning, Chairman Barrasso, Ranking Member Carper, members of the committee. It is an honor and a privilege to be before you today to be considered for the position of EPA Administrator. I first want to say thank you to Senators Inhofe and Langford for their opening comments. Senator Inhofe has been a mentor and a friend to me many, many years, and he's spent a lot of time with me through this process introducing me to many of you, and I really appreciate his guidance and his help. Senator Langford was a friend well before he entered Congress, and he's already serving Oklahoma and this country with great distinction. Mr. Chairman, you indicated to introduce my family. I am blessed today to have my family in attendance with me. My wife, Marlene, of 27 years, is in attendance, along with my children, McKenna and Cade. There's a little change going on in their life as well. McKenna is actually graduating from Oklahoma University this spring and heading to Senator Whitehouse's alma mater of the University of Virginia Law School. And my son is going to be graduating high school and heading to Oklahoma University, following his sister's footsteps to be a Boomer Sooner. So there's lots of change going on in their lives, lots of change going on in my family's life, and lots of change going on in the country. And I think the people of this country are really hungry for some change. And with change comes an opportunity for growth, an opportunity to assess how we can reprioritize as a nation. And when I ponder leading the EPA, I get excited about the great work to be done in behalf of our nation in protecting the stewards and being a good steward of the natural resources we have as a nation. What could be more important than protecting our nation's waters, improving our air, and managing the land that we've been blessed with as a nation, all the while protecting the health and welfare of our people? So if confirmed, I would lead the EPA with the following principles in mind. First, we must reject as a nation the false paradigm that if you're pro-energy, you're anti-environment, and if you're pro-environment, you're anti-energy. I utterly reject that narrative. In this nation, we can grow our economy, harvest the resources God has blessed us with, while also being good stewards of the air, land, and water by which we've been favored. It is not an either-or proposition. Next, we should celebrate the great progress that we've made as a nation since the inception of the EPA and the laws that have been passed by this body, but recognize that we have much work to do. Third, rule of law matters. Process matters. It inspires confidence in those that are regulated. The law is static, not transient. Regulators are supposed to make things regular, to fairly and equitably enforce the rules and not pick winners and losers. A regulator should not be for or against any sector of our economy. Instead, a regulator ought to follow the law in setting up the rules so that those who are regulated can plan, allocate resources to meet the standards versus operating in a state of uncertainty and duress. Fourth, federalism matters. It matters because Congress says so. And because we need to achieve good outcomes as a nation for air and water quality, we need the partnership of the states to achieve that. It is our state regulators who oftentimes best understand the local needs and the uniqueness of our environmental challenges. Plus, our state regulators possess the resources and expertise to enforce our environmental laws. Fifth, public participation is key. We need to hear all voices as we make decisions in behalf of our country with respect to environmental laws. Two final things personally. I seek to be a good listener, to listen and to lead. You can't do one without the other. Listen to those career staff at the EPA, as I've done as Attorney General of Oklahoma, and listen to you here in Congress with respect to the needs of your respective states, and listen to the voice of all Americans as we seek to carry out our duties under the law. Lastly, and this is very important, I seek to serve with civility. Oftentimes, as policymakers, you deal with very contentious issues. I have as Attorney General of Oklahoma as well. We deal with weighty issues, and there's passion on both sides of issues. But we should not succumb to personalizing matters. We should encourage open and civil discourse. One such issue where civil discourse is absent involves climate change. Let me say to you, science tells us that the climate is changing, and then human activity in some manner impacts that change. The ability to measure with precision the degree and extent of that impact and what to do about it are subject to continuing debate and dialogue, and well, it should be. So with these principles in mind, I seek to answer your questions today, and I am honored to be here today to be considered for the position of EPA Administrator. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.